A very good morning to you on this. With this opportunity I've got to talk about an extraordinary subject, and the subject is belonging. And I can't think of a better Sunday on which to come and speak about belonging when we have so a little bit more freedom and we can celebrate it together. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for the freedom we have to come and worship you, to learn of you, and to live for you. Touch our hearts by your Holy Spirit, that we may just move deeper into an understanding of what it means to belong. Amen. Yes, the new sermon series starts today, called Love Your Church. And I want to celebrate the reality of belonging and explore the practice of belonging in the family of God. Joshua was an Ethiopian boy. He was adopted when he was 5. Came to this country, and not many months after, he found himself at a Christmas get-together at his new grandparents' house, and he saw many strange faces. And he nervously clutched his dad's hand and he said, "Papa, are all these people our family?" And his dad smiled and said, "Yes, son, they are." When you get adopted, you get a new family. And when you start trusting Jesus, it says in verse 19 of this reading, you get a new family. You're no longer strangers, aliens, outcast, other. You belong. You know, the virus has brought a pandemic of loneliness and isolation, hasn't it? And in our longing to connect again, it's interesting that the big sporting events have been described as bringing the nations, I guess if you talk about the Olympics, the nations together. And as the England football team gathered to prepare for the Euros, every member in the squad was given a book with a one-word title: belonging. Owen Eastwood worked, the author of that book, worked with the team to develop a Maori belief that you each have a sacred identity. You belong here. And the team's commitment to each other was a remarkable feature, was it not, of their success. But you know, the reason we respond, say positively usually, to getting together with others is because we're made in God's image. And God is community. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are interconnected community working together. Right back at the beginning of time, they worked together, they came together, and they said, "Let us make man in our image." When Jesus promised his disciples that there would be another member of the Godhead come to live with them when he physically left, he was talking about the Holy Spirit, wasn't he? But he made this extraordinary comment. He said, "I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you." Jesus and the Holy Spirit are so connected, are so one, that when he sends the Holy Spirit, he can say, "I am coming to you." Perhaps the greatest expression of how close they are, knit together in the Godhead, was when they were separated. And Jesus on the cross, who'd never known separation like it, cries out, why am I alone? Do you know, this picture is a picture of us. We are members, says verse 19, of that household. We are members of God's family. And those verses connect with us. We are the ones made in the image of God. We are the ones with the Holy Spirit living in us. And the last 18 months have proved, have they not, that we also know the pain of separation. This is a picture of the church. It says in Hebrews that Jesus calls you his brother and his sister. And right now, God is thrilled that we are here celebrating our belonging. You know, in this reading, Paul talks of that image that we each bear in our being, being spoiled, divided, fearful. And that has meant separation both vertically, in terms of separation from God, and horizontally, in terms of the separation and the division between so many groups of people on this earth. And the reading said there, and it used very strong words, abolished, broken, crushed the wall of hostility between peoples and between God and man. Jesus on the cross crushed all that makes for division and brought us peace. So you belong because you were made in God's image, and you belong because your image has been restored. You know, Paul was writing at a time of incredibly strong and divided loyalties. There was Rome, the supreme governing power of the day. The Greek world in Ephesus and beyond was a supremely gifted and proud culture. And the Jews believed they had supreme access to the love of God. Some of the racial language we hear today probably only hints at what Jews and non-Jews thought of each other. When somebody in those days called you uncircumcised, you were put beyond the reach of God's love. And what separates today? What separates you from others? Where you were born? The environment you grew up in? The kind of family you had or didn't have, the opportunities that have come your way, whether you've been able to stay healthy. God's purpose, it says in verse 15, was to create in himself one new man. One, and another version calls it one new humanity. People have been set free by the love of God to live differently, so that the depressingly familiar division of one from another will not define how we treat each other. That new people Jesus calls the church. And verse 22 says the church is being built up to more and more reflect the reconciling, including love of God. It's incredible when I suddenly realize that Paul, who wrote this letter and wrote other letters as well in the New Testament, was a new convert And when he came to the church in Jerusalem for the very first time, they thought he was a fraud. They didn't want him there. This was Saul, the persecutor of the church. This was Saul who would stop at nothing to kill Christians. They didn't want him there at all. They could not believe he had come to know the love of God. Until Barnabas stood up for him. And the church has been sadly an unwelcome and unsafe place. And people today avoid it because of that. But you know, our response needs to be to practice safe, if you like, belonging. To celebrate belonging, to woo people with our belonging. I met a neighbor one Sunday morning not that long ago, and I told him I was going to see my extended family. And that led to an interesting conversation. But what I wanted to get across was that church primarily is not a place you attend. It's a place, it's a people you belong to. And I want us more and more to practice belonging in the sense of being people of reconciliation. People who bring peace, people who affirm. You know you belong if somebody takes you seriously. You know you belong if people give you time. You know you belong if somebody invites you to join. Jemima never knew her father. Her mum struggled to look after her, and without English as her first language was struggling. So Jemima was sent back to the family home country, Ghana, where for 9 years she moved from family, friends. Somebody who would put up with her, and then she'd be moved on again. They did their best, but she says she never felt she belonged. 9 years later, she came back to the UK, lived with her mum for a while, then her mum died of cancer. She recalls, she says, the time when she realized that Jesus was separated from his father so that she would never have to be separated again. The people in her church called God Abba Father, Daddy. She felt she'd come home. Some of you listening this morning have had the experience of coming to Christchurch and feeling something special, feeling you've been welcomed, feeling maybe you've met a Barnabas figure who stood up for you, maybe you met somebody who was unshocked at what you'd been through. But you felt at home. You know, inviting into that belonging can touch people whose love has grown cold. Inviting into that belonging can touch those who've not felt the love of God before. Belonging is an experience, isn't it, that can deepen. But for some, their emotional attachments outside have grown stronger, and their emotional attachments in the church have grown weaker. We, by our excitement, by our experience, can maybe touch people we know who've gone cold. It's not safe. to be outside the church. That's the reality. To be outside the love of God, to be outside the growing, vibrating pulse of what God wants to do in his community. Let us, as we're given more freedom, hopefully continuing freedom, to be together, to do more things together, to have more activities together, to meet people more often, let us celebrate our belonging. Let's practice our belonging. So the love that goes through us draws people and grows people. Further on from the reading that Ruth gave us are these incredible words. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations. Amen.